The Greenhorn by Ron Earl Phillips, Part 2. Godot flung his arms as a show. No sun on the horizon, and the sky was nearing black with a canopy of stars. Slim, a good 20 pounds heavier than Curly, gave a broken tooth smile before spitting a glob of tobacco juice onto the dry earth. "Looks like you overstayed your welcome, Marshal." The Marshal didn't falter and stepped off the planks of the hotel's porch, boots meeting hard dirt. "Godot, I'd try to reason with you. Maybe plead a case that this situation doesn't have to come down to who's standing last. We both know this town isn't going to change until you're gone. And well, there's only one way that's going to happen. Am I right?" What little smile Curly had whimpered, and his hand settled on the butt of his guns. Slim's hands wrung tight on the Winchester as a fat finger snaked towards the trigger. Wilkins felt the gun press against his back, and I whispered, "This is just between the Marshal and Curly. You want to flirt with death?" Slim's head shook as his hand slid away from the trigger, and we both stepped back off the street. Curly Godot grimaced. His weather-worn features were hardened by the stark light of the torch lamps and the luminescent ebbing from the lit saloons and the parlors lining the street. Men like Curly Godot were a dime a dozen, and only as strong as the men around them. It was likely that someone would step up and take Godot's place were he to fall, just as it was so that the governor would send another man to prosperity. Hawks and Godot squared off, both men hands ready. "You can still get, Marshal." "I'm not afraid of dying. I'm not a coward like you." Within a breath, both men drew down, the gun hammers cocked back. During a frozen moment of time as the dueling guns rose up to release their deadly load, the street was a silent pan of emotions. "Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? You better pick up, 'cause who's your daddy?" Everyone's heads turned. The director sprung out of his chair and turned a shade of red that I'd never seen on a man's face. "Cut, motherfucking cut!" He looked across the gallery. "Who the fuck is the stupid-ass motherfucker who brought a motherfucking cell phone to my set?" All eyes turned to me. My hand slipped out of my pocket, holding the offending weapon. He walked over, grabbed my phone out of my hand, and slammed it into the dirt. Then literally flipped his wig as his toupee flung forward, and he stomped on my phone. Veins throbbing along his reddened temples and forehead. "What the fuck is your name?" He flung his hands up in my face to stop me from answering. "No, no, don't tell me. I don't even want to breathe your name. You're done, kid. It's over. Get this motherfucker off my motherfucking set." He turned, walked away, cursing as he went. I was done. The end. This was The Greenhorn by Ron Earl Phillips.